This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 19th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has been made aware of an issue with a recent update to navigation databases that became effective January 14th and could affect at least 11 Honeywell Bendix King products. A Haitian man has been arrested and charged with criminal trespass after he opened and went through a door to a secure area in Terminal 8 at JFK about 3:30 Sunday afternoon. Thousands were evacuated and rescreened. Hawaiian Airlines pilots, represented by the Airline Pilots Association, have ratified a contract agreement with the company. With a number of light sport aircraft on sale in the U.S. now topping 100, Aero News Network is undertaking the LSA Challenge Project to help you sort them all out. Avadyne now has an approved model list for its EX600 multifunction display, covering over 650 aircraft makes and models. Alaska Airlines says it's begun using RNP Precision Approach technology on its flights serving ADAC Alaska, and will expand the use of RNP to Ketchikan in March. NASA is expanding its outward look for solutions in a partnership with a company called Innocentive, which will allow 200,000 contributors on the company's network to participate in the search for specific solutions. NASA has lowered its estimate for the prep and shipping costs of a used space shuttle for your museum or university. There's a new NASA app available for the iPhone that tracks orbiting spacecraft. The U.S. Strategic Command says it will reposition satellites in the GPS constellation, mainly to make it work better in Afghanistan, but with benefits to civilian users worldwide. And lots of guys probably think it would be cool to get married in an airport. Here's one girl who did. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we'll begin a two-part conversation between ANN's Jim Campbell and ICAST President John Cudahy, looking back on airshow industry growth in 2009 and how to keep it going this year. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.